Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We're joined by Sean Lodge from the Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. Full moon is tonight. It will rise in the east at sunset and set in the west at sunrise. Look for Venus in the western sky at sunset and Saturn in the southwestern sky at that same time. If you are a morning riser, Mars and Jupiter are about a degree apart in the eastern sky tomorrow morning. After that, the two will separate and get more space between them each day. Jupiter will be much brighter than the dimmer red Mars, but both are easy to see in the east in the morning.
Anything unusual happening over the course of the week?
Sunday is the peak of the Delta Aquariid meteor shower. Start watching for it in the eastern sky around 10 p.m. or so, and one can expect roughly 15 to 20 meteors per hour during the peak, which is around 1 a.m. This shower is known for its occasional persistent trails, where you'll see actually a bright streak that lingers for a few seconds in the sky, so it's worth taking a look at.
Oh, wow. And how long will it last, you think?
Typically, the meteor shower itself will last throughout that evening, but your best time around 1 a.m., as I mentioned.
Right, for the peak most activity. And what else is happening this week?
Since Mars is in the morning sky, it is worth noting that 10 years ago this month, Opportunity was launched to Mars. This is one of the pair of rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, which have taught us a great deal about the surface of that planet. These two spacecraft were designed to last 90 days, but have made continued discoveries for the last 9 years. Opportunity continues to explore the planet and has traveled more than 22 miles since landing on the red planet. While Spirit is no longer operational, it's pretty amazing the work that these two spacecraft have done.
They're powered by solar, I'm assuming?
That is correct.
Wow, that is cool. That's a long shelf life.
Definitely a long haul.
Got their money's worth for sure. Well, thank you so much, Sean. We appreciate the update.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Sean Lodge, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next time here on Stargazer.